Praise the Lord. If that is for the choir, that's beautiful, but let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus. Amen. Choir, I pray for you. Your voices will be heard in high places. Your voices will be heard at the Capitol Hill, in the White House, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You will sing. You will not sorrow. You will enjoy heaven on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's bow down our heads this morning. Just talk to God and thank Him. Magnify Him. Father Lord, I just want to bless you. What a great opportunity you have given unto me this morning to speak unto these great people of yours. Who am I, if not because of your grace? Father, who am I? I look at my life, I discover that I am nobody. Standing on earth today is your mercy. That I'm alive today is as a result of your favor. Ah, Lord, I have come to say thank you. I come to worship you. Let my thanks be acceptable before you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You did not put us in sadness. We did not throw spanners into our wheel of fortune. What a mighty God you are. You are indeed great. Thank you, Father. This morning, let your word come with power, with anointing. As from now till the end of the year and beyond, we begin to enjoy heaven on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 11:21. Heaven on earth. I will not take your time. Heaven on earth. You know, the name of the church is House of Glory, manifesting God's glory here on earth. Heaven on earth. Deuteronomy 11:21. So that your days may be multiplied. Somebody says amen. And the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. As from today, you will begin to enjoy heaven on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. And my prayer is that as we begin this day, we begin to experience heaven on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. And that the remaining days of this year shall be glorious. For you and your loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The biblical perspective of heaven on earth, quickly, let us look at it. In that text that we read, Deuteronomy 11:21, the Lord looked at the children of Israel and desired to give them a taste of heaven on earth. The same is true of his intent towards us, because we are his children. Even today, you know, God wanted to give us a taste of heaven on earth, and you will enjoy it in the mighty name of Jesus. While everyone has an idea and a viewpoint, I believe when God speaks, he's not mincing words. There are two answers to every question. God answers and everyone else's. And everyone else's is wrong. It's only that answer that comes from God that is what? That is right. So I will encourage you to bow to God's answers, God's answer on any issue that God has given unto you on this earth. Believe it, L-I-V-E, and enjoy the blessing. Now, you can enjoy heaven on earth in your personal life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We all know that passage. It's normal memory verse when we were in believers' class, when we were newly born again. If any man is in Christ, is what? A new creature. Old things have passed, they will be old. Everything has become new. Newness of life. You even have a new name, as we heard at the Sunday school this morning. You have a new name. People will look at you and say, ah, things have changed. When I was newly appointed as a lecturer at the University of Lagos, my boss secured a very big research contract. It was about the rights of the child. My supervisor then, Professor Tadi Aino, he now works with Ford Foundation, you know, at the national, at the international level. So he recruited some set of young graduates just coming out. Some of them have masters, some of them have first degrees in social science and things like that. And then 2 days to the start of the research, he now called me, he briefed me, I'm going to supervise those children, those students, so that the work can commence immediately. But in the process of doing that work, you know, you can see various expressions in the various eyes of every one of them. One beautiful morning like that, one of the girls just came in. He said, "Mr. Duruade, guess what happened?" I said, "What?" He said, "I am born again." I said, "Eh? And what has that got to me, do with me?" He said, "Mr. Duruade, you need to experience it." And true, I can see the joy in her. I can see the change in her. I can see the enthusiasm of somebody with a new name in her. And her life was never the same again. Your life will never remain the same again, the mighty name of Jesus. You have a new name. You can experience heaven on earth in your life, in your own personal life. That's the one we just mentioned. 1 Corinthians. No, we said in your personal life you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it on earth, in the church. Matthew 16, 16 to 19. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Because when Peter saw it, you know, among the followers of Christ at that time, he was the one, only one who, among the in the church, he was the one who experienced it. You know. And Jesus answered unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Peter, but Jonah, you know, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And then look at what the blessing that followed. "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Who launched the church, you know, in person on that first Pentecost and Sunday? It was Peter. And has the gates of hell been able to prevail against that church since then? No way. Look at that. You will experience heaven on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. You can experience heaven on earth in your community life. Look, God's morals, law, enshrined in the Ten Commandments, they are not just 10 suggestions. They are eternal and they are unchanging. If you read Exodus 21, 1 to 20, you see it there. So talking about the spending days of heaven on earth, this is what God has promised. And this promise will be ours in the mighty name of Jesus. The characteristics of heaven on earth, conditions of our heart for enjoyment on earth, and commitment to man's whole duty on earth can be looked at from three different points. Number one, let's look at the characteristics of heaven on earth. What does it look like? How do I recognize it? Deuteronomy 11:21 talks of a life of happiness and peacefulness for you and your children. Say, all the good things God has promised, you and your children will be partakers in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 11:11 also says, "But the land whither you go to possess is a land of hills and valleys, drinketh water of the rain of heaven." In other words, there shall be showers of blessings upon your life. Say amen. Amen. Your family and the work of your hands. Say amen. Amen. And if you look at Ezekiel 34, 26 to 28, I want you to read it when you get home. You know. Is trying to showcase that one that I've just presented to you. Said there shall be showers of blessings upon your life. And if you like Deuteronomy 11:12, say, "A land which the Lord thy God cared for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. Can you imagine that? The caring, the protecting, and preserving eyes of the Lord, watching over and protecting you to ensure no evil befalls you and no evil befall your own and yours and everything that belongs to you. It is an heavenly days on earth. And you will continue to enjoy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two is the condition of your heart. Condition of your heart is also very important. Existing in a place of no pain, no curse, no sickness, no poverty, no lack, no loss, no limitation. No spirit of I almost made it is contingent upon the condition of our hearts. Deuteronomy 11:13 says, look at Deuteronomy 11:13. And it shall come to pass, if you do what? If you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. If you make a mistake and you think Jesus is not enough, you have missed it. If you make a mistake and you think that, that problem, no, I need my pastor to lay his hand on me, you have missed it. Because many of us have turned our pastors to God. Oh, I need to see that Baba. Let him just pray for me. You have missed it. Once you are a child of God, that veil covering the temple, the holies of holies, what happened to it? It's been torn. You have free access. Go to your God in your closet. It is true, some of them, we pray and we don't get answers. Jesus said, that means that one needs prayer and what? And fasting. Add fasting to it. If you add fasting to it and it's not working, go to God in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping. What are you doing? You are sowing your sleep. Say, for God to know that this thing is serious. And I've always told people, look, conditions of life are determined at night. Why do you think the witches and wizards fly at night? Conditions of life. So if you are bothered about anything, go into your closet, lock the door. In the night, it will answer you. God will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. And number three, obedience. There will be freedom, there will be possession, there will be abundance, and there will be an overflow in your life in the mighty name of Jesus if you obey him. Deuteronomy 11:24-25 says, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, and from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall be your coast. So there shall no man be able to stand before you. For the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon. And he has said unto you, as he has said unto you, praise the Lord. Can you imagine that? So if you obey God, if you obey God diligently, the problem is that many of us, we make our problems to be bigger than God. When we have that problem, we look at it, God, can you solve this problem? We begin to run after things that are not necessary. Our zona pastor said one thing that I kept in my left hand. Said, nothing comes to God by surprise. Anything that is going to happen, God already knows. So if anything comes your way and you begin to ask God why are you asking God why? Go to God, pour out your heart in prayer, in fasting, in obedience, diligently acting unto him. Tell him what you want and you will continue to enjoy heaven on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. So what God requires of us is the conclusion, and this is the conclusion of the whole matter. You know, in Mark 12:29-31, and Jesus answered him, The first of all commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is what? One, thou shalt love him, the Lord thy God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Amen? And the second commandment is like it is, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thy, amen. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as what? There is none other commandment greater than this. You must love God supremely with all your body, your soul, and your spirit. And love man sincerely. When we love man, our neighbor, we don't judge you. We don't judge. My wife was trying to tell me some things yesterday, you know. I said, don't judge. Don't judge anybody. Leave them. Praise the Lord. Your own is prayer. You know? My neighbor in front of me saw me one day coming from church. And he said, let me educate this fool. He was talking to me. I didn't get annoyed. But each day I pray for him. He said, they are the lost Jews. All the Jews I'm seeing now, they are fake. Then he asked, how did you come to this country? I said, I came by flight. You see, he said, you came as a free guy. We came as slaves. We were forced in Egypt. Before we moved from Egypt to the promised land. Then, at God's mercy, he also scattered us. And he has promised to gather us together. I said, Jews were gathered together in 1940. He said, forget about those ones. They are fake. I didn't, because of that, hate him. We greet every day, and I keep praying for him. That God will open my eyes. We do what? We open his eyes. It is true, I don't know the color of the skin of the Jews. You know? And do you know that? May God open our eyes. He was using Bible verses to support his claim. Praise the Lord. You must love. But because of that, I won't say he's a fool. He called me a fool. Said he was trying to educate me. Yeah. Told it, one of his friend came around as that one parked his car and was coming in. He said, they greeted each other. I said, look, I'm still educating this fool. You know. I didn't, because of that, fled up. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You must love man. You must love God. Luke 10, you know, depicts what we are trying to see. The life of most of us. You know, Luke 10, if you look at Luke 10, 30 to 31, depicts well the life of many of us. In the church, what do? We sing, we pray, we bind, we lose, we receive, and we give offerings, and then we leave. Outside the church walls, we meet spiritually dead people and simply pass them by. Like the priest with the armed robbery. If you look at that armed robbery victim in Luke 10. The priest, what did the priest do when he saw that armed robbery victim? He passed by. What about the Levites? That's the minister now. Those who minister before God. What did he do? He passed by. So what I'm saying is that no matter how many people we've ministered to in the church, there are more people outside the church walls than within it. So no matter how large our congregation is, there are many more out there in need of bread of life and the water of life. We must not be like those that like Levite or that priest in Luke chapter 10. Verse 33 commands our passion. Commands our compassion upon those we see in the office, in the grocery store, in the gym, sports arena. You must have compassion on them and take care of them. We have the tracts. If you cannot speak directly, we have the tracts that you can give. Have compassion. Give. I told you of a minister of God. While he was a wife beater, he was a drunkard. He said he was coming from one of his drinking parties. one night, you know, evening, when these people were doing evangelism, and look at them, he condemned us, these noisemakers have started again. And one of them dropped a track inside his car. It was 3 months after that he said he was cleaning his car, and he said, let me see, just like that, my neighbor told me, I'm educating this fool. I'm sure he too must have said, in his way, let me see what this fool's put in my car. You know? And then he read it, and that was all. Today is a pastor carrying Bible all over the places. Praise the Lord. You never know. You never know. Jesus required in of us, you know, in Luke 10:36, said, which now of these three thinketh thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the chiefs? The priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan. And he said, he that showeth mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. The instruction for you, my friend, is to go and do thou likewise. Go and do likewise today and make this your lifestyle, propagating the gospel. Happy art thou if you do them. Praise the Lord. And so the conclusion of the whole thing is, you know now the conclusion of the whole matter. I said, the whole duty of man, and that you must go and do it likewise. When Jesus Christ told that guy, talk to the Lord in prayer this morning. You already have eternal life. Lord, I want to tell other people about it. When you do this, the blessing and the blessedness of the Lord shall be yours. Say amen. Heaven is going to be a joyous place because it's a reflection of God. So let our joy and celebration begin here and now. Let's shout hallelujah at all times. There shall be celebration in your life for eternity in the mighty name of Jesus. In heaven, there will be singing. You'll be singing a new song. Let your singing and celebration of King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, let it begin now. This act is just a mere rehearsal of what will happen in the life beyond. Look at that fine song that the choir sing for us this morning. Salute to Oba. La 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 la. Can you please help me? Salute to Oba. You know, you just imagine that type of a song being sung on earth. What type of do you think will now be sung in heaven? Wow. Who doesn't know the meaning of Oba here? I salute the King of Kings. You will salute the King of Kings all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our hope is built on nothing else. Look at that songwriter. He said, my hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is what? Sinking sand. His oath is commandment and blood. Support me in the overwhelming flood. When every alley prop gives way, he then is all my hope and word and stay. Then the next verse says, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other grounds are. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on the unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other grounds are. When he shall come with the trumpet sound, oh, may I then be found in him, clothed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other gods are sinking sand. I want you to rise this morning. Just rise and begin to worship the King of Kings. Bless the Jehovah El Shaddai, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's the monarch of the universe. How great are his signs. How mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His domain is from generation to generation. Psalm 84 verses 4 to 5 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
and the Son of Man that thou visited him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. We are supposed to be covered with glory and honor. Shame and dishonor were never part of God's plans for man. You will pray. Every manifestation of shame and dishonor in your life, let it come to an end now. Talk to God. Every manifestation of shame, every manifestation of dishonor, every manifestation of I almost made it, every manifestation of failure comes to an end. For the promise of God for us is that passage I used in praying this morning. Ezekiel 24, verses 1 and 14, said on the first day in the 12th month, the word of God came to me. Say, your water shall flow like oil. No more shame, no more lack, no more dishonor. Command the spirit of opposition as an against your inheritance to die. Spirit of opposition. When you are making it like that, something will just oppose you. When you are about to get your breakthrough, something will just oppose you. Spirit of opposition. Spirit of contention. As an against me. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Deuteronomy 32:13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinting rock. We are going to pray. Father, let me ride on the high places of this earth. Let me ride. Let me enjoy the best of life. What is hard for others shall be easy for me. Brethren, honey does not normally emanate from the rock, but God will do the impossible for you. God will do the impossible for me. In the dictionary of God, there is no word called impossible. Everything is possible to him who believes. Deliver me, O Lord, from a cold, calculated obedience. A servant can serve without love. Father, make me a lover of God. Make me a lover of things of you. I give myself away so that I can love you more. I am exempted from plague. I am not a candidate for evil. I am not a victim of evil association. As I travel, anywhere I go shall be peace. Anywhere I go, I shall have my breakthrough. Every exam I write, I will pass. Success is my portion. I enjoy heaven and earth. No more pain, no more sorrow. I salute you, the King of Kings. I salute you, the King of Kings. You that has kept me up till now. I salute you. You are my King. My journey to greatness will never be terminated. Pray. My journey to progress. Journey to greatness shall never be terminated.
So shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brethren, let us quickly stretch forth our hands to the man of God and pray that we enjoy heaven on earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the goodness, all his benefit in life will not elude him in the name of Jesus Christ. In sound health, will he enjoy the fruit of his labor. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that God Almighty use you today. He will continue to use you. His anointing upon your life shall be multiplied in Jesus' name. The Lord will use you more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. He will give you more grace and more understanding of his words in Jesus' name. The word that you have spoken today will not be in vain in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us together, we will enjoy heaven on earth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.